Blog Talk Radio.
Make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree, my right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, just in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that word is gone to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, like that, y'all.
Never be another. He was our brother.
Word.
Fat Lou. Never be another. He was our brother. Fat Lou. Blog Talk sent us an email and was like, yo, stop playing your intro so long. Don't play them so long. Shorten them up. fuck out of here. This was for Fat Lou, baby. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Nice double up on him.
You should only play your intros 2 minutes. Fuck out of here.
What happened? I missed it.
Just filling the brothers in on the email that Blog Talk Radio sent us, talking about we should shorten up our intros. Our intros are too long because they're making money off of us somehow, and they want us to be much quicker with the content. But fuck them. This one was for Fat Lou, baby. Never be another.
He was my
brother. Yeah.
Get up, man.
What I'm talking about, man. Tribute show.
Shut up,
King man. Seven, Fat Lou.
From what the hell is Lou doing, man?
Eight, I don't know what that nigga doing.
Pardon the show, man. My dog's
shit.
Ill and out. Pardon me.
His dog getting high or something, nigga?
No, so, well, he did the other day, so, you know. He's never been right.
It is a doggy dog world.
What's up, brothers? How y'all feeling, man?
Crazy mixed up world.
I'm looking for a dog, man.
Yo, we got to send Fat Lou off right, baby. You know what
hell
I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Where's his family?
Hell yeah. Want to hear some laughter and some stories and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go with it.
For real, for real. You know,
I got a
story. We gotta make sure, you know, we have the perfect background music because, you know, Lou was a DJ. For all the people who don't know, Lou was a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga loved to spin the rockers, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. What? Trouble sound. Trouble sound.
I don't want brown skin. All the girl them. And them a bleach. Them a bleach out them skin. Them a bleach. They look like a browning. Them a bleach. Them a bleach out them skin.
They used to be in the zone on them turntables, boy.
What?
You know you don't get me. Look like no brownie. Party me sad.
And you know bleach out them skin. Hooky
party. My crazy.
So much we did, man.
Ooh. And nigga was a team music for Night Street, baby.
I remember when he busted a nut on somebody's hair.
I was seen it.
We had a lot of fun, man.
No, it's good that brother's a celebration, man. No matter what, can't be sad.
No.
Word.
Nah,
word.
Yeah. No.
Straight up, man. You know what I'm saying?
It just
we did more.
Different.
We had that morning period.
Man,
you know
that's cool.
Saying? We got to uplift now. We got to salute now. That's what
hell
we got
yeah.
Right. Time to salute, man.
This is hard, man. No, you
it's
can't
hard,
talk to the nigga no more.
You know what it is? You know, it doesn't even seem real because you never think a nice shit nigga's gonna fade, but you know. That nigga always kept a smile on his face, kept us laughing. It's a great that nigga was a great nigga. Be all the way around, never change.
Straight up and down, always consistent. You know what I mean? Good dude. Wild boy too.
Work.
Wild motherfucking boy.
A consistent asshole, a consistent funny nigga, a consistent wild man.
You know what I'm saying? If there was some scrapping going on, you could depend on Lou, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. Yo, listen, there were three founding fathers of the Night Street Beef era. With one of them being you, Mr. Moan, who's on the air. The other one being Raymond. And Sweet Lou. Always kept our name out there. Always kept us in some beef.
Always. Always.
All the time.
Shout out to that nigga, man.
Word.
Shout out to Lou, man.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Everybody come and follow me, say brr, this a one of them original. Brr, everybody come and follow me, say brr, woman, if you love me, please let me know. But if you don't love me, let me go now. Brr, woman, if you love me, please let me know. But if you don't love me, let me go now. Brr, no discussion, I'm Mario. Brr, from in there with a rapping and sorrow. Brr, and every day we just a fight over.
That's when you get up on some ass.
What?
You start grinding up on some ass.
Yeah, he was king of the mixdown, baby. He was getting
hell
you
in yeah. Hook some parties.
From like 15, 14.
Grinding up on some ass. Thanks to Lou. Fat Lou.
Hey, yo, yo.
Somebody that called Dick. Who that? Who that? Who that?
Molly,
what up, Maul?
Second in with y'all, you know, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? The Fat Lou. You know, we know I'm 30 plus years from the block. You know, we're from the book. We all go back a long way. I love all of y'all, man. And, you know, he's a fallen soldier. He cleaned up, he moved out, he did everything he was supposed to do, and his life got cut short. You know, and I feel real bad about that. But, you know, you boys got to keep moving, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do, man. You know, that's what we do. We move in a positive direction. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing I can say that's going to make things better. You know, Fat Louis Young, he was my brother's best friend at one point. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Word.
You know, and the kid was in my house plenty of times, man. He ate a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? but, you know, I love and respect all of y'all. You know, Lance been in contact with me, you know, and I'm grateful for that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And, I just so happened to be up. You know what I mean? So I figured I would call y'all and give a shout to Lou and to tell y'all I love y'all. You know, we just got to keep moving, man.
Yo, love you, Molly.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
Molly.
Appreciate
it, Molly.
You know what I mean? Yo, all you guys are legends, man. You know what I mean? Don't talk too much on the radio, though, all right? All right, baby.
Molly Maul, one, man. Word. Always love with Molly Maul, man.
What?
Straight up.
The originator of Slapper Suckers Philly.
Word.
Absolutely.
Word. That nigga was one of the trainers, nigga. The trainer.
You know what I'm saying? We crafted from that cloth, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, brother. But you know what? You guys have created your own legend, you know, and you guys are the OGs now. I'm like the granddad OG.
Yeah, wow.
And you know what? And I'm proud of it, too. I'm proud of it, too. You know why? Because when you get where I have been and you made it, you can appreciate that. And you can say, you know what? Yo, it is what it is, and it wasn't a game, and it wasn't a joke. You know what I'm saying? And you guys ran the same way. You know what I'm saying? So if you say you crafted, well, we all were crafted. There was dudes that was older than me. You know what I'm saying? And they showed me what was up. All I did was expand it. You know what I mean? I expanded it. You know what I mean? And then you guys expanded it some further. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. For real, for real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Nobody can tell us nothing about these streets, man. Nobody can tell us nothing about these streets. But you know what they also can't tell us about? About the love we have for each other, man.
Hell
and how we
yeah.
all looking out for each
yeah.
other.
That's the truth.
Hell yeah. To this day, though.
You know, some of these other crab, you know, I'm on the radio, right? Some of these other little crab cats that talk about snitching and doing things and all of that. But I remember a time when people came looking for me and y'all didn't say a word. And y'all
word.
Knew what I was about. and I'm talking about the Boys in Blue or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. I'm going to leave you guys with this. Blood makes you related, but loyalty will make you family.
Definitely.
You understand?
Definitely.
You understand?
True talk, man.
Oh,
definitely.
Understand? And
like
if
that,
I didn't
man.
Feel and if I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't be calling. Because I got
definitely.
Things to do. I got things to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't have nothing to do. I'm not in a corner drinking a 40. I'm in my car smoking a cigar, answering this because yo, I feel bad about Fat Louis dying too, and I ain't seen him in 20 years. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? We were good. We were good when I last seen him, and we're good now. We're good in life. We're good in death. I feel
definitely.
The same about all of y'all, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I gotta bounce though. She calling me, y'all. I love y'all, man. One.
Yo,
man.
Yo, love you,
yo,
Molly.
Yo, love you too,
calling in, baby.
Word up. Good looks. Good looks.
Word up. That's stand up love right there.
Straight up.
Oh,
yeah, that shit worked too, though.
Just got blessed from the garden of the mall. Straight up.
We don't know.
True indeed. We got stories for days.
What? Yo, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one story. It's real quick and shit like that, but, you know, we started going to PS39, getting to know each other and shit like that. First experience with Fat Lou was this nigga wore a dress to 51s off a bet. I mean, no, 39. You gotta imagine. Somebody did this nigga to do that. So, and this is like 1980 something probably?
Right.
This motherfucker came there in the dungeon, played a full game of dodgeball in a full-length fucking race-down jean dress. I'll never forget it. You know what? No nigga said nothing.
Because he would have went right upside the nigga's mouth.
We in here 39, so like, that's something niggas would get on you about, but niggas like, all right, you know what? I'm not even gonna fuck with this nigga. He's just
yeah, that's
level.
A little too crazy. That's a little too crazy.
That's PS39 in the dungeon, son. In the dungeon.
In the dungeon, yeah.
That's too crazy.
Well, you know, shout out to, you know, me and him in 51 bring about 40 to 45 chicks just hanging out on the corner with us, man. 51 days, man.
Shit.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, I
saying?
That shit crazy back then.
Ain't too many niggas can say they did that.
Word. Niggas had it cracking.
Word.
I ain't going
they,
front.
Niggas followed us, dog. Big Pelagon talking, and then he don't skylock. He's walking out the park.
This ain't got some true tunes on it. Spinning, man.
Straight up.
That nigga love that shit.
Yo, we got a couple more heads. Yo, yo, caller. You're on the air. State your name.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
This is Mom Reddick.
What's my mother?
Hi, boy.
Hey. Mommy.
So I had to call because I have memories, too. I'm going to lay it on you. You boys used to get on my nerves hanging in that hallway. Y'all did. And I remember looking out the 11th floor terrace, watching y'all lined up against the wall so I could run downstairs and tell the police to leave y'all alone. But I also remember you as being little boys growing up. And I'm not going to cry.
No, I don't cry, Mama.
I'm not going to cry, but...
We
I
love you.
Come on, I call him Lewis. And
Come on,
and I have memories of you boys. And you're my kids, too. So I'm going to let you go now.
All right,
but I
Mom.
Want you to know that I love you, and I will miss Lewis.
I love you, too.
And y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too.
You too.
Well, you must make me cry, Mama.
I did my crying all last night. And that shit really hit me, dogs. That shit really fucked with me, man.
Shit, I ain't even trying to fuck with it right now, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I did it. My mom's and my girl held me down, though. But, you know, it ain't real to me. It just don't feel real.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And... it took us to be 30 to be, like, kind of fucked up niggas. But, that kind heart and that the way we grew up kind of started coming out, like, you know what I'm saying, the love part. And it's like, damn, where did we all went wrong at? And why?
We never really went wrong, man. Yeah. Like, we was illing back then. We was doing this to save ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bud. You know.
We
used to be able to tell each other. We used to be able to correct each other. And it was,
we went to a point in life that,
you know, we start hiding shit from each other, man. And I just wish that we could have did more for each other. And maybe, I don't know. You know, this is where the world turns, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this was supposed to happen, or maybe it was destined, but I just wish that we could have had more control over a lot of our situations. Because we all been through something. We all been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just hurts me. It hurts me.
No, it showed me some motherfucking reality, man. Reality. Because on some career shit, I ain't never think none of us would ever pass, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's dumb to say that,
but you never, like, ain't nobody from my clique pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, my team in this blog. I mean, it's dumb to say that I would never think none of us going die because we all going. But, you know, it's crazy. It hurts. You know what I'm saying? It's wild business, man. I had to talk to my mother today, and she's like, she loves Fat Lou. She loves all y'all the same way. You know what I mean? Like, it would hurt. It does hurt. I don't even know how to deal with it. But, you know, I keep his memory in my head.
Well, we're dealing with it the right way right now, man.
Exactly.
Man,
having fun and laughing.
No.
Word, that's my nigga, man.
Speak about those memories. Reminisce. No. This is a tribute, baby.
Definitely.
You know, time to uplift, you know.
Well, you know what?
You have ups and downs in life, Mikey. You know what I'm saying? When we was little niggas, we was always up. You feel me? We never had any worries. We was always up.
Basically.
As you grow older, shit changes. You know what I'm saying? You get more life experiences. Sometimes brothers drift apart and shit. But that's just life. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah, I just wish things could have been different, that's all. But that's what life, I think, is about. Just, you know, hope, just hoping things can just be different. You know?
Yeah, I'm happy God gave us all the time we had.
That's
true. We had
a
good run.
Yeah.
We had a good
run.
Right, man.
There. You know what I mean? Be happy that we had
fun with
the time that we did. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
We experienced
good,
the
good
things that we did, you know? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trade my childhood in for nothing,
man,
my nigga.
Man.
For nothing.
Yo, what that nigga Molly said was true, son. Like, on some real shit, there's a lot of crews out there. But you know what? Our crew, nigga, we might get on each other's nerves and shit like that. Might be like, fuck you. You know me, this nigga always argue. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the family,
but
man. It's in the family.
The nigga know I love him. Yeah, you know
that's
I love
just,
you.
That's just testimony of how close we are. That's all.
And we still rock to this day.
Hey, somebody else is here, and the background is mad noisy. Who's that?
Yo.
Who this?
This is Wish. What's
yo.
Up, Wish? What up?
Wish,
what up?
Wish.
Just want to shout out. And give my R.I.P. to the dude, King 7. He was a real cool dude. That was our brother. And just to touch up on what y'all was talking about, man, we all brothers. We came up damn near from the same womb. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
And in order for us to progress forward as brothers still, you know what I'm saying, dudes just got to recognize each other and remember that that's not that dude from down the block, or that's not that dude from around the corner, but that's my brother that I was building with just last week. You know what I'm saying? Pick up a brother's phone call. You know what I'm saying? Holler back on a dude's email when he hollers at you. Stuff like that. It's little things like that. You know what I mean?
And respect.
Not go to La Marina in front like y'all the only three or whatever have you, or you know what I'm saying? And I'm just speaking in general. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hear you, nigga.
Express yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't got to make no excuses. You being
yourself.
When you're yourself, you can't be wrong when you're being yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 You know what I'm saying? But you dudes, man, y'all are good money with me, man. I respect what y'all do on the radio, and y'all just keep floating. You know what I'm saying? And,
love you, Smalls.
Love you too,
love
baby,
you,
and just like how everybody say, man. But we gotta mean it. We all we got, and we've
word.
Always said that, and we got to continue meaning that. That's me.
True
indeed.
I'm gonna get up with y'all. Y'all stay up. I love y'all, B.
Yo,
love
you,
Small A.
Right.
Real brothers. True brothers. True brothers for life.
Oh, that was his shit.
Oh.
What?
19 boys. How will you get it from not find your entrance? Ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in. Why? Cause we would be more than dead to take a hand and lead it to the promised land. We dressed in good diamond. All you got to do is be true, so let the risk. Satisfying your emotion. At the body breath, instantly she was. She no hole and tongue, and she no got none of us. Things too down, precious like she never get a cut. Pants on her head, and I've got to all out pull up.
Ooh, that's that shit right there.
What?
Yo, when it was a house party, bookie party, the shit would be mad smoky, mad weed, mad crazy horse, mad OE mixed with Hawaiian punch, nigga.
Mad sweat.
And a bunch of you little niggas, mothers and aunties, grinding their booties on us, nigga. Or one of us had your mommy or your auntie in the back room, nigga.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Do what makes you do.
Yeah.
I nominate today annual Fat Lou Day.
There you go.
Yes. I agree.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
I think we can make that happen.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we are.
Still in the corner.
Oh, it's you, you double crosser.
Blood clot.
I just thought of some ill shit. True story, real story. Boom. Me and Fat Lou sitting under the building and shit. Now this is back in the days, nigga. When I say back in the days, I mean back in the days. I was probably like 12. So Fat Lou was like what? 10? How old was Fat Lou?
He 39.
Okay. Yeah, so he was like 9, 10 years old at the time. And we just chilling under the building, just me and Fat Lou. So, you know, me being the mischievous kid that I was, I'm like, yo, I'm going to test this nigga Fat Lou right now. So I'm like, yo. So I'm like, yo, let's go do something. So Lou looks at me and goes, do what? So I'm like, yo, let's go steal. Not, you know, let's go ride our bikes. You know what I mean? Play some ball or something. Read a book. Nah, let's go steal, nigga. Let's go steal right now. So, you know, if you know Fat Lou, like we do, you know what that nigga's response was.
Let's do it.
Alright, bet. Let's go. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So boom, check it. So, you know, we trying to figure out what we going to steal. So I was a fat nigga back in the days. Fat Lou. It's Fat Lou, right? So what is two little fat niggas, two little fat black niggas going to steal? What we going to steal? What you think we going to steal?
Some food, nigga.
Cereal, to be exact. Cereal. I said, yo, let's go steal some cereal, nigga.
Cereal.
Yo, let's go steal some cereal. So we go trooping up the Met food and shit, you know what I'm saying? We bopping up the street.
That shit ain't even called Met food
street.
No more.
You know what I'm saying? We bopping up the street, the Met food. We get the Met food and shit. We go straight to the cereal aisle and shit. So, you know, we in the cereal aisle now. So you know, I wasn't really trying to steal nothing. Like, you know, like I said, you know, I was just testing Fat Lou. So I grabbed this big ass box of Fruit Loops and shit. So I was like, yo, Lou, take this box, put it under your shirt, and walk out the store. I was like, put it under your shirt and walk out the store. So he was like, nah. He was like, no. He was like, yo, this was your idea, nigga. This was your idea. You take the cereal and walk out the store. I was like, Lou, listen, don't worry about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You shorter than me. Put it up your shirt. I'm going to walk behind you. Ain't nobody going to see you, and we going to have some cereal, nigga. We going to get to the crib. I'll go get the bowls. You go get the milk, and we going to have some cereal. You know what I'm saying? So our little debate escalated into an argument. So now we're standing in the middle of the cereal aisle in Met Food, yelling at each other who was going to steal the box of cereal. Like, nigga, you steal it. No, you steal it, nigga. No, you steal it. No, you take it. So now we screaming at the top of our lungs about who's going to steal this damn box of cereal. And I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, the people that created the show, World's dumbest criminals standing in the house watching these two little black niggas talk about stealing cereal in the middle of the motherfucking supermarket, man.
You dumb niggas.
Needless to say, we did not get the cereal. We got kicked out of the store. We got kicked out of that food. The manager came and kicked us the fuck out because literally we was yelling. And if again, you know Fat Lou. Fat Lou had a big ass mouth. I got a big ass mouth. Yo, it was like World War III in the cereal aisle, nigga.
Where at?
Oh, my God.
Who was going to steal that shit? That shit was
loud, though. Fucking Hardy.
I'm going to take that shit to the grave with me, nigga.
This shit wasn't joint, man. Like, it was real fast, but this shit was funny, man. This nigga, I ain't going to say no names because that female knows us. Like, she knows us and shit. But I used to talk to this girl back in the day, right? We was on 9th Street. And Shorty came across the street, and she dissed me. Right? So I was like, damn, girl, that hurt. So Lou said, yo, she dissed you, son? And I was like, yeah. And the nigga grabbed her and threw her under the fucking bus. Right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was there
right
for that.
Right before the bus was about to take off.
Yeah,
so
we had to end up fighting because of that
shit. I said, nigga,
too,
I said, why did you do that shit? Right? Nigga said, fuck it. Right? I'm like, okay. I said,
Okay.
I said, yo, you remember the Puerto Ricans down the way? That was one of their sisters, right?
Oh,
so
Lord.
I said, you know they're coming, right? And I said, it's only two of us on the corner. And this nigga said, fuck that. We're going to stand here. Right?
Word.
And I said, nigga,
stern on
and you remember we had the code back in the days with the beepers? If you get a beep for 341, that means come back to the block.
Yeah.
No, seriously, the nigga said, don't beat nobody. And I said, in my head, nigga, fuck you, right? So, yo, we standing there, so, yo, I did a sneak beep. Yo, I beat niggas on the
sneak. A sneak beep.
No, yo, nigga, yo, about 50 grown Puerto Ricans came around this corner, fresh out of jail, and grown.
Oh.
And we was going to get smashed. I mean, super smashed. But thank the Lord, man. Like, that beep I sent had all you niggas come into the building. That shit saved our ass. But I'll tell you like this. Lou. Yo, this nigga Lou was willing to get fucked up. Crazy,
that was Fat
nigga,
Lou,
man.
That was Fat Lou.
I was like, yo, Lou. I said, yo, the chick dissed me, not you.
But he took it personally. He dissed. That's my nigga, dogs.
Word.
Fat Lou, man.
Fat Lou has your back.
Fat Lou.
Yo, he told me a true lesson, too, one day about being a pussy, and I'll never forget it. You know what I mean? I was a straight pussy one day, and, you know, I felt it. That nigga, I almost got him set up by somebody in the building one time because I was scared at 51. And he found out. And nigga said, at the end of school, I'm fucking you up. He said, yo, I'm going to fuck you up in front of everybody. Right? And I said, come on, man. It don't have to be this way, right? I was like, yo, come on, yo. This is how deep this shit went. So, you know, the 3 o'clock's coming. And this nigga came by the classroom and said, get ready, because you're getting fucked up. In front of everybody. And he kept saying it. In front of everybody. I'm going to drag you. And you know what I did? I ran to the principal's office. Help me! I said, get me out of here, right? Get me out of here. Right? So they called my father. And my father came. And Fat Lou stepped to my father and said, with respect, Fat Lou stepped to my father and said, yo, your son tried to set me up. He got caught. And he was going to get his ass ripped. And my father said, Lance, did you do that? And I said, yes, daddy. And my father said, you are a fucking pussy. And at that day, I said, I'm not going to be pussy anymore. Thank you, Lou. Bert. Thanks, Big Lou. This is a good night, brothers.
Eh, so no one take it personal. When I talk about done, you think me confident. On me a place and for the new gun. Anything test dead. We just fly off those heads.
Woo!
Down the mercy.
See like yeah. The day,
look a dill, 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 till a boy get killed. Look a dill, 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 you better sign on the will. Look a dill, 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 a boy get killed. Look a dill, 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 look up in the barrel. Take out them tongue when them see me see the hit man a come. See me see me just can't done. See me see the hit man a come. See me see me just can't done. Them one time, them one time. Me come a them general, them things say, them things say. Them a the general, them one time, them one time. So come a them general, them things say, them things say.
I'm gonna miss this motherfucker, man.
You know, Lou channeled me, you know what I'm saying? When I was looking for these tracks, because, you know, I don't know what the fuck I look for and shit. All I did was grab some footage. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a nigga. Nigga, I was a hip-hop nigga. You know what I'm saying? But when I was hearing the joint, I was like, yeah, that's Lou. He played that. He played that. That was his shit right there.
Whew.
For those who don't know, yo, we used to have the Ellis hooky parties.
What?
Ellis.
Yeah, what, yeah.
The Ellis, nigga. You would swear it was a club.
Nigga, we were junior high school students with high school fucking people coming to our party, man. High school. We had all of John Jay in the parking lot.
Yeah, so that day was Tilly's.
Nigga, his grandmother used to work mornings, right? My mom used to work nights. So we used to have a hooky party. We would cut.
And then exchange it to your crib.
Shout out to 51 for letting us out at lunchtime. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You could go outside and do what you want.
But we would cut class. We would cut school half a day. We would bring about 40 to 45 fucking women. And I'm not lying.
Word up.
This is sack. Nigga, it's in the records. And we would bring them to the crib. We would throw them a big party in this nigga crib. When his grandmother's about to come home within a half an hour, my mom's just leaving to go to work. My mom used to work evening. She used to work evening, overnight type shit. Like, she was leaving like 3 o'clock. So the time I got home, she wasn't even home. We brought it right down to the fifth floor.
She just kept going.
We kept going and going.
You remember D spot, Demetrius, we go him his trip early.
His spot was always
good. We go to Fat Lou.
Oh,
we go to Fat Lou.
Yeah.
We go to Mike's.
Smalley's crib was just like the motherfucking
crazy.
Was like the corner store and shit.
That
nigga.
Was the pinnacle of everything right there.
That was the center off.
What? That nigga made me never want to go to school again.
A lot of niggas didn't go to school because
I
of
ain't
that.
Go to school.
They used to go chill in Smalls crib.
Yo, nigga, me and Fat Lou, yo, me and Raymond got caught handing out flyers in 51s of hooky parties back then. We made flyers.
First time I got high was in Smalls' crib, my nigga. Smoked weed in Smalls' crib. First time, nigga. I couldn't feel my feet or my legs, nigga. I was scared like a motherfucker, nigga.
Word, them shits were epic, man. Epic.
Fat Lou was the soundtrack of Ninth Street's life, yo.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah, that shit down packed, nigga.
What?
Straight up and down. Knew the tracks that was going to get the shorties all up and pumping, too.
What?
He knew the tracks. Knew them. By heart.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, we didn't have no AC back then, so we were just sweating and funky and on ass. Word. Most of you niggas that didn't even know how to use deodorant back then.
Papa tell him up. It's a summer thing. Suckling thing. Yard up for him, kick up. Rock wine.
Sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
Dance, silent, swing.
Sing.
DJ, you stuck up in the beer bone ring.
Sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
Gold bell a ring.
Sing.
Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka for Shabba Rankin. Shabba rocks disappear with your another man chin. So, them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Yes. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. Who top all the I and cross all the T. And sit all the gal them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, gal gone crazy. Listen, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing!
School bell a ring.
Sing!
Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Puyaka, for some a ranking disappear with your another man chin. So, them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see?
Something hot. It's gonna be you bringing back so many memories right now, but I gotta say this one shit, man, that was funny as hell. This nigga Fat Lou on Halloween one day, right? Yo, you know he was an ill nigga, so remember, you know Tina Turner. You know Tina Turner, the singer. Right? This nigga bought a wig that was a Tina Turner wig on Halloween, right? That it was glittery. And, you know, he's wearing this shit. Nigga says, yo, just like you, Mo. Nigga goes, let's do something bad. And he goes, let's go down. Like, you know, we had beef with Violators back then. You know what I mean? Down Fifth Ave, a local gang down the other side of town. So he said, let's go down there and bomb these niggas. Right? So I'm like, really? Nigga's like, yo, let's go. So it's only like three or four of us. You know, they're deep. So I said, let's go. So we go down there. And we bomb them. And these niggas, they had to have, like, at least 100 niggas chasing us through the streets, right? And his wig comes off. Fat Lou's wig comes off. Like, we get away from these niggas, and we're hiding on the stoop, and they're all right there. Like, they didn't even see what we did, but we looking at them. And they were like, yo, my wig fell off. I got to get that back. So I'm like, what? So niggas say, yo, I swear to God, son, like, yo, 50 of these niggas, son, you know they want to fuck us up. That's when niggas knew what time, like, how our heart was. Stig and Lou say, yo, we're going to get my fucking wig. Right? We get up, walk through 50 niggas, man, that wanted to kick our ass, but I guess they saw the seriousness in his face about getting that fucking wig that niggas ain't doing. I'm scared, nigga. Man, fucking 50 niggas, so they want to fuck us up. Niggas say, I got to get my glitter wig back. Yo, big up that motherfucker, boy.
Woo. Big that nigga up, boy. Shit.
Yo, I want to say something, guys.
Well, say it, nigga.
I just want to say I enjoy hearing all the love that you guys got for this brother. And I want to give a shout out to Bless, definitely. And I just remember one time with Fat Lou when we was on the same team in the back on three-man hoops. And we won the championship back then.
Because he was a fucking bully.
Me, Ten, Lou, and Furley. And he pumped Joe Vaughn the whole championship game.
Fucking bully.
and Joe Vaughn did not want to score at all. And me and Kenny, we just scored all the points.
Scraping him with his nails. Remember when he had them nails, man?
Word.
Nails.
Yo, that was so funny, man. And Joe Vaughn was kind of, you know, nice, but that day he didn't want to shoot the rock at all. And I just remember this dude, Fat Lou, just saying, yo, if you score, I'm going to fuck you up.
It's a beautiful night, bro. Fucking Lou. We were the real champs, though, man. Fuck you, nigga. I remember that game, man.
That was a night game, too, man. Yeah, it was purple shirts versus white shirts.
Me and 10 scored like 60 points. Y'all niggas scored like 10.
Yeah.
Niggas put me on a little kids team.
You and Vern used to shoot from the corner on the far
right. On the
right
side. On the right side. That was the easiest
shot. That was your money shot. Damn, son. 341. Yo, man, that shit is crazy, yo. That shit is crazy.
Yo, anybody got one of those shirts?
Yo, no,
I got
still
the
got mine.
I got the bags, but I don't got the shirts.
Kenny got the video. But Kenny ain't giving them up. Somebody got them.
Those were like the trophy. They used to give out the bags. And I won one with Kenny and Spoon.
Well, we just need to get Kenny's son to beat him up. That's all. He be getting beat up by his son. his son be kicking his ass.
His son is upstate with a white girl, man. Shout out to that nigga, man.
That's cool.
He's going to be a good kid, man.
I remember he went upside his pop's head with his book bag and shit and then knocked his glasses sideways.
That kid was born like a
motherfucker,
boy.
I remember that. That's not funny, man. Yes, it was, nigga. Nigga smacked his pops upside the head with his book bag, and his pops' glasses were sideways on his face.
Yo, that kid, man.
That's funny.
You would have smacked that kid up.
Keep that nigga up, my nigga.
But, I also want to say, too, you know, I heard Marley and I heard Smalls, and I just think basically the moral of the story. Brothers just got to have respect for each other, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really all boils down to. It's just having respect for brothers, you know?
Niggas always got respect, but, you know.
Nah, not all
I'm
the
saying,
time.
Look, at the end of the time, like, you know, sometimes respect is earned, and, like, sometimes it's fucked up if it's not. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, even though things might not be right, you know what I'm saying? Because we all went through it. But if you... No, I'm saying at the end of the day, niggas love a motherfucker.
I know that. That's one thing I will always say. You know, whether dudes may not be feeling a certain brother, or, you know, they may not be clicking or clicked up or hanging out or walking on Fifth Avenue with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know brothers always have brothers back. You know what I mean? That's one thing that's always dope, and I think that's why a lot of people.
That's why we're big enough, Fat Lou, man.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. We don't want to rock 'em off them tracks, and we must be a player to the music. Hey, Papa, you hear it?
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote, murder she wrote, murder she wrote.
The Night Street Prince.
Yo, when this song came, you had to have a chick. You just standing around looking at everybody else that was dubbing because you didn't use it. When you snooze, you lose type shit.
This was the jump off, nigga. Do you remember the video to this shit?
Yeah, nigga.
The video was ill too.
Yeah.
Shit. Shout out to Fat Lou, my nigga.
About to get another tattoo, man. My brother.
You're not hear me like this. You catch a ragamuffin, girl, your wine get killed, girl, keep wait. Cause you a crevette, crevette. And the lyrics, let me talk, it's me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shocked out, and when you hear the ragamuffin, you feel dumb and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not hear me what I'm with, the concrete is great, make your anger with. Promise, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chuck up. Promise, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chuck. You're pretty, you're being sweet, pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just to act too flirty, flirty. You run to prom pit, I'm also up. And when you find your way, you stop on your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Woo!
Yo, the 90s was ours, man.
Peace and love, man.
Straight up.
Love, man.
Straight up. All it takes is tolerance, man. That's all, man. Tolerance for your brothers, man. Patience, man. That's all it takes, man. Just
I'm
patience.
Tolerating his ass all the time. He's a
you
jerk.
Know what I mean?
Patience, you're a bigger
baby.
Jerk. And I deal with your ass too, but it's whatever, man.
You all love
tolerance, me. Man.
When nigga tell you to chill, you chill, nigga.
Yo, did I get smacked the other day?
You got smacked. You got smacked. Yeah, nigga.
But that
smacked,
was like foreplay. That was probably like foreplay for this nigga. Nigga, he liked
nah,
that
it
shit.
Was,
nigga.
It was foreplay for a nigga, but it's the way she
shit.
Smacked him. She smacked him in front of other individuals. And he was more like, hey, man, you only do that behind closed doors, baby, not in front of the public.
Man, we might have that coming, I guess.
There's a mosquito
yeah.
in my office.
Shout out
right
to Big Keith, man. Nigga had to talk to you and tell you you done, you're finished. You don't
Who?
Touch nothing anymore.
Who?
Keith. Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, nigga. Big
at
Lip
the,
Keith.
At
yeah.
At the parade?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was, you talking about Lips, nigga.
Yeah, he OG'd it and say, yo, no more for
his
him.
His name ain't Keith.
His name ain't Keith, nigga.
So what is it?
Eon.
No way. Them niggas used to call him Big Lip Keith.
Lips, no, nigga. His name is Lips, but his name, real name is Eon, nigga.
But they never called him that.
I didn't even remember that nigga talking. Well, fuck it. Anyway, it was
nigga,
funny. We had a good time.
Nigga grabbed you by the shoulder and said, no more for you, buddy. And I said, yeah. Sometimes you need an OG to tell you something. You need it. That's when we all spread it. That's when everybody was like, all right, time to go home.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, but your chill button don't stop sometimes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't go too hard on everybody, especially when a nigga drunk.
I wasn't drunk, nigga.
You wasn't, but the man you was making fun of was.
I wasn't making fun of him. It was jokes.
Oh, no. Nah, I bet you was drunk, bro.
Neither,
I bet you was drunk.
Nah,
like
I wasn't.
Skunk
yo,
he
was,
it takes,
he
yo,
was
it takes
drunk.
A lot. I was not. It takes, I remember
and,
everything.
And then, and what he was saying made niggas cry.
Yo, check it out. Niggas got soft, man. For real.
Niggas got old.
You
too.
Niggas got soft. He was making fun of himself, so I joined in.
Nigga, we grow up.
Yeah, fuck that.
Nigga, you need to put some respect on that, nigga.
Yeah, fuck oh, that. I ain't put no respect
I just
on
smoked
that,
up
nigga.
A Cuban cigar from my nigga Fat Lou. Fuck these two niggas on me about some dumb shit. I just sparked up the Cuban cigar from my nigga Fat Lou, baby. Fat Lou, I love you, baby.
R.I.P. to my nigga, love you, baby.
Yo, 8B, nigga. 8B. 8B. Fat Lou took his braces out with a pair of pliers.
He gave us another hour.
That nigga extracted his braces. only one Fat Lou. Only one.
Shout out to Pete, man.
Shout out to everybody, man. Like Mo said, around the world, man.
Yo, it's still a
peace
lot
to the world.
Peace everybody.
Yeah, it's right here. It's not even halfway done, nigga.
Yo, peace to the Sir Man, here. Nigga, that gave
I'm
me his knife and cigar.
Hour,
yeah.
What?
Straight up.
Nigga, I'm fucking lit, nigga. You ain't lit. All the way up.
Each of them over there.
Yo, new man, never asked you. How many times you put it in the hole, new?
The show was over, but I got about 5,000 times.
Oh, he took it easy this week. 5,000 pounds.
Take it easy, cowboy.
He took it easy on these bitches.
Yo, man, make sure you don't use too much Viagra when you use that shit.
Nah, exactly.
Ooh,
I gotta say something.
Yo, Lou. Till we meet again, man.
Cheers, man. You up there with all our
peace and love, man.
Word up.
You up there with Harry now. You up there with everybody. Niggas, niggas released mad sneakers just now. Adidas Ultra Boost LTD. Shit's $200. I ain't fucking with these Adidas, man. Fuck Adidas.
This cigar shit is real.
Nigga, I got some good, I got some premium shit in the crib right now, man. Each cigar is like $100, nigga. I'm about to smoke one of those too, man. Celebrate life. You know,
same one for Woo. Woo had to smoke some up.
Straight up.
Woo don't smoke, nope. You just drink Henny, nigga. Yo, new man, stop poking my bitches music on Facebook too, you motherfucker.
Who?
Yeah, you motherfucker, stop poking my bitches.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about you, nigga.
Nigga, say what you talking about.
Stay off my page, nigga.
I wasn't on your page this time.
Yeah, yeah. Stay the fuck off my page, nigga.
I wasn't on
the page. Side of it, side of two telling me, yo, what's up with this nigga new, man? Why this nigga always poking?
Oh, well,
poked 55,000 times, nigga.
Oh.